So thanks for coming over short notice tonight. I know it's a little bit late, but yeah, everything's okay, I promise. No need to worry. This isn't a conversation that is bad, I promise. It's just something I've needed to get off my chest for a while. Like, it's really been eating at me. So I figured, why not invite my big brother over and let's talk about it like adults? No, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, seriously, don't worry, okay? Okay. So, would you like a drink? I'm going to pour myself one. I need some liquid courage to pour my heart out, if you will. Yeah, you want one too? Awesome. Yeah, Nadia's here. She's just sleeping up in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's doing amazing. So far, third grade has been amazing for her. Yeah, she's doing really well in school. Yeah, so here you go. Here's your drink. Okay. So let me just get this out because I know you're probably super curious. And I'm teasing you a bit with this conversation. But I find it really interesting that we've spent our whole lives pretty much not talking about something that happened in the past. And I think you know what I'm talking about, right? I was 9 years old. I was Nadia's age. You were around 12 years old. Yeah, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about us having sex as siblings, blood-related siblings. And I don't know why we haven't talked about it. It's like it happened and then it didn't happen. And then no one talked about it afterwards. And I think that's why I needed to bring you over tonight to talk about it, to air it out, air the dirty laundry, if you will. I know I'm ready. I'm ready to expose it and talk about how it has affected me. And don't worry, I'm not, you know, traumatized or anything. So I don't want you to think that. Because, I mean, from my memory, which is very vivid, you know I'm not remembering things incorrectly. You pretty much made me do all the things that we did. And I remember the first time for sure it started pretty innocently, right? You playfully asked me to undress. You wanted to look at my body. And I thought it was weird, you know? But I don't know, you were my big brother. And I thought, there's no harm in it, you know? We used to take baths together. But, you know, we were older. We were both preteens. And yeah, you kind of softly forced me. And I felt so shy. I remember that. But I definitely remembered the way you looked at me, too. It was like nothing else, to be honest. And then you insisted that I see you naked. I remember not wanting to because I knew boys had different parts and they were weird and gross, you know, how kids are at that age. But you showed me and you forced me to look at you. And I did. I did exactly what you said because I don't know, I guess I was a good girl because I know distinctly I didn't want to be looking at you. I was 9 years old, so I was just totally clueless, and it was all weird to me. Like, I can remember thinking, this is wrong. Do you know what I mean? And then he just kept pushing, and not in a scary way, not at all. And I know you know that. It was never like you were a bully or something, but you were clever and you got what you wanted. Because then we just kept doing more and more, like exploring each other's bodies, touching, inspecting the different parts of my body. You made me watch you wink. And now that I'm older and understand children that age, I think it was probably the best thing that ever happened to you because of how much little boys wink at that age. So to have your cute little sister have to watch you, I'm sure it was very exciting. And after all these years, I am curious. Do you remember my 9-year-old body? Like, can you paint that picture in your mind? Because I can definitely remember yours. It's just a vivid, very vivid memory. And I know this is, you know, unconventional, us talking about this, because I think normally people would be like, you know, something weird happened and let's not talk about it. Let's just sweep it under the rug. You know, just something silly little kids do. But I can't do that anymore. I've been dying to just tell you and put it out there. Because it's been inside for so long. But, you know, you did so much more. Maybe it was because I didn't like cry or anything. I wasn't telling you no. But I think you did know that I was hesitant and reluctant. I mean, just a innocent little girl, but you kept forcing me to touch you, to touch your 12-year-old cock, my 9-year-old hands touching your cock. I remember when you taught me to suck your dick. I really didn't want to do that. I wasn't curious about sex, but you were. You had those hormones just coursing through you. So, you know, I get why you did what you did. It's like, I imagine that at 12 years old, you sat there and thought, you know, I have this really cute little sister fuck doll. So I'm gonna groom her for my pleasure. And I'm sure you wanted to give me pleasure. Like, I'm sure that 12-year-old you thought that time that you laid me down and forced me to open my legs for you so you could rape my virginity out of me. I'm sure you thought that part of me was receiving pleasure. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe it was just you were eager to fuck your little sister. And I can barely tell you what was really going on in my head. I know how I felt. I felt a little scared and just clueless. I had no idea what sex was. I definitely remember feeling and knowing that what we were doing was wrong, that siblings shouldn't do the things that we were doing, but I couldn't tell you no. I loved you. You were my big brother, you know? But you definitely, absolutely raped me. You raped me until you came that one time. And it kept going for a little while where I was just submissive to you, basically. I let you do the things that you wanted to do with my 9-year-old body. And I went along like the dumb little girl that I was. Until one day, I said something to Mom. I didn't tell her everything. I don't know, it's like I knew better. I didn't want to really throw you under that bus, but I think a part of me wanted it to end, you know? So it was like Mom was kind of like the way we've been, just sweep it under the table. They're no longer going to share a bedroom anymore. And, you know, nothing was said, nothing was done. We just, our little sibling incest relationship had ended. And we never talked about it, did we? Until right now, years, decades later. But I want to let you know that even though when I say the story out loud, like I just did, you might anticipate me to say, like, oh, I'm a victim of something I didn't want to do. You know, I have ill feelings towards my big brother, but it's actually quite the opposite. And this is what I really wanted to get off my chest. Those early experiences of incest sex with you not only mapped my lifelong passion for taboo incest, it's left me kind of sexually dissatisfied. Because every time I've had sex from teenage years to now, nothing compares. It's like you forcing me to have sex with you. You forcing me to touch you. Forcing me to suck you. Being in this position where I'm just like a submissive little girl fuck toy. I've never been able to feel that again. And every cock that I've taken since you, I always think about you. I think about your 12-year-old cock. Every time I see a cock, every time one enters me, every time I suck one, I think of my brother and how this man, not you, but the men that I've slept with, are not my brother, and it's not as exciting because after our childhood experience, when I got older, I realized how really naughty it was. How naughty it was that my brother had his penis inside of me. My own brother, my family member, came inside of me. And for me, nothing could compare to that memory that my blood-related brother essentially unlocked my sexuality at such a young age. So that is how it all has affected me. I'm into taboo incest porn. I have the wildest fantasies inside of my mind when I masturbate. I crave being raped, being forced to take dick because of you. And I love every filthy thing that goes on inside of my head. What my own pussy craves. So, this is my way of asking you, will you rape me? And I know it's not real rape because I'm asking you to do it. But I want you to fuck me, your sister. I want you to fuck me like you're forcing me to fuck you. Like you're forcing me to take your brother dick. I want that. I want you to rape me just like you did when I was just 9 years old. I want to feel exactly like I did then. Look. I even shaved completely bald for you. That way, maybe it would remind you of my 9-year-old preteen pussy. You rape your incest into me. Yes. I've been wanting this for so long. Oh, because I just want to relive those moments. Those moments when you forced your brother dick inside of me. Yes. Inside my little, tiny, little sister, 9-year-old pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good. And I've had other dick and nothing compares to yours. Nothing. Because your dick, your cock is not supposed to be inside of me. My own brother's cock. But he's gonna force it in there, aren't you? Yes, you're gonna get what you want, aren't you? Yeah, you're gonna rape this 9-year-old pussy, big brother. Oh, God, I know it's not as tight as it was when I was 9. Oh, but I bet it still feels so good, doesn't it? Because it's an incest pussy. I wish I could watch us back then. Oh, I wish I could watch young you and young me fucking. The look on my face. Oh, the look of just confusion and fear as you rape my little pussy over and over. Yes, it feels so good. Oh, God, I want to see my 9-year-old self so fucking bad. I bet you do, too. My underdeveloped body, how hairless and smooth it was. You just had to rape it, huh? Oh, fuck. I gotta admit something to you. I've been so fucking tempted to look up child porn just so I can see a 9-year-old get fucked. So I can know what I looked when I got fucked. Yes. I do. Fuck. Oh my God, you're pounding me so hard. Oh my God. Hold on. This is amazing. It really, really is. And it's like satisfying that itch I have for incest rape. But I have an idea. I have an idea. And I know you're wanting to bust your load, but I have a better hole that you can use. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Your knees. I want you to rape my daughter. I do. And maybe this is why this is all came up here recently. You know, she turned 9, and I just can't stop thinking about myself at 9, thinking about what she would look like raped by you. Oh, I want you to rape her. And she's fine. She's going to be like me. She's not going to say anything. And who's she going to say something to? Me? And I'll help you. I'll help you. Come on. Come on, let's get those balls drained inside a 9-year-old. Come on. You're not getting out of this. Yes, and you're going to get into her bed. I'm going to hold her legs open. And you're going to force your cock inside of her just like you forced your way inside me. I know you're nervous. Here. Let's lift up her nightgown. We'll keep her still asleep. I took her panties off because I knew I was going to have you come in her room and rape her. And I knew that you would come in here. I knew that you couldn't resist. Look at her body. Look at her body. Look, Nigel. Look. Look at that little pussy. Does that bring you back? That hairless little mouth. Those tiny little lips just begging, almost begging to be split open with your cock. Here, touch it. Touch your little pussy. There you go. Here, I'll help you. Come on. I want to see you touch her. Just like you touch my little body, I remember how it felt. There you go. Oh, it's so soft, isn't it? It's so fucking soft. So smooth, just like you molested my little body. Hi, sweetie. Don't you worry, okay? You're just gonna, me and your uncle are gonna do something. And listen, we'll talk about it later. You just lay there like a good girl, okay? Shh, it's okay. Shh, hush. It's all right, baby girl. It's all right. Here. Look at it. Look at these spread lips. You're going to force your cock inside of there into your own niece. And you're going to do it with my encouragement. And like I said, who's she going to tell? She's going to tell me. And I'm not. I'm making this happen. So come on, get up on this bed. Get up on here and rape this 9-year-old like you did me. I just want to see it. I just want to see it, Nigel. I have to see it. And I want to get off to it. And I want you to get off with her. I want you to fill her up with your incest load. Come on, rape her. Rape your knees. I got her legs open. All you got to do is push and force that cock inside. Come on, Nigel, here we go. I'll help it in. Look at your cock head against that little slit. Fuck. Oh my God, here we go. You're going to rape your niece and you're going to imagine it's me as well. It's going to take you back in time. It's going to be even better though, because you've got a mommy helping you. Here we go. 10. Look at your cockhead splitting open her inner lips of a 9-year-old. Oh, pushing in deeper and deeper until your whole head gets swallowed up in the virgin pussy, just like you did with me. Pushing and pushing further and further in. 9. And you're going to keep pushing. And you know what's going to happen. I know you remember. You're going to bust that hymen. You're going to tear through and pop that cherry. Come on, pop the cherry of my daughter. There you go. Even deeper in. You feel that? You feel that tear? Tear it open with your cock, dear brother. Yes, just like that. Tearing open a preteen pussy for your fucking pleasure. Because you take what you want. I want you to take what you want just like you took me. Oh my God, 8. And now start pumping into there. Start using her little hole. Yes, to milk your cock. Fuck, it looks so hot. It looks so hot. How she's just laying there, that tiny little body, so innocent. Getting fucked, getting forced to take cock. 7. I'm so glad you rate me. I am. You've unlocked this beast inside of me. I have craved for years to see a 9-year-old get raped, and now it's happening before me, and it's the hottest fucking thing I've ever seen, hotter than any porn. And I know you love it. You love it, don't you? That tight little pussy getting forced to take your dick so fucking deep. 6. Raping me when I was 9. Only 9 years old unlocked something in you. I know it did. Yes, I bet you've thought for years about that time you raped me. I bet you've jerked off to that idea, haven't you? Yes, I hope you have. Yes, you've turned us both into just a prey of fucking pedophiles. Incest whores. Because this is all I want from now. My pussy belongs to you, and so does hers. So does your niece. Her little pussy belongs to you. I want her filled with your incest load over and over again, like you did with me when I was 9 years old. 5. Come on, Nigel, do it harder than that. You fucked me harder when you were 12. Come on, fuck her as hard as you did when you were a 12-year-old boy. Yes, just like you raped me hard and fast, deep inside, until you came and busted a knot all inside my little pussy. 4. You're getting close, I can tell. Yes, you're fucking a 9-year-old again. Yes, it's just like it was decades ago. You know what turns me on even more is I'm just training her. I'm grooming her to be just like me. I'm unlocking something inside of her by having you rape her. Yes, so she'll be just obsessed with incest sex just like I am. 4. And I bet it's even pleasurable now. Yes, with your adult dick deep inside a 9-year-old pussy. It's the hottest fucking thing I've seen. Oh, it's gonna get me off so hard, because I'm gonna come when you do. I'm gonna come so hard from you raping my daughter, raping your niece. 3. And you're going to keep raping her for years and years. I'll make sure of it. Even when she gets to an age where she's fertile, I don't fucking care. You're going to dump your uncle load deep inside of her, even if it gets her pregnant, because that means we can make more little girls for you. Isn't it the perfect setup? Yes, dear pedo uncle, satisfied with so much young incest pussy, too. You're ready to come. I'm ready to come watching you rape my own daughter. Oh, yes, watching child sex right before me. Incest child sex. 1. Come, Nigel. Come with me. Yeah, come, Nigel. Oh, my God. Come deep inside my daughter. Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch it leaking out. Yes, all that incest load inside of there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm coming for my daughter getting raped. Oh, my God, it's the best porn I've ever seen. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Thank you for raping my daughter. I'm pushing that incest load deep inside, just like you pumped your load inside of me all those years ago. God, all that brother cum that was forced inside of me. Oh, my God, yes. Pull out. Let me see. Oh, my God, look at that. Look at that incest spunk spilling out of there. Oh, my God. Oh, well, let's, maybe we should sit here with her for a little while, you know? Because I want her to know that this is her new life. Yes, that she is an incest cum dump. For your uncle. We're gonna groom her so well for you. I'm so, so happy we had this talk together, you know? Yes, it's gonna bring us so much closer, all three of us. And maybe eventually, even an inbred little girl. And if it's a boy, I mean, we can teach him to be a little sister fucker, you know? We're gonna have so much fun. Oh, quality family time.